They appeared without warning from beyond the edge of galactic space. A warrior race called the Yuuzhan Vong. Armed with surprise, treachery, and a bizarre organic technology that proved a match, too often more than a match, for the New Republic and its allies. Even the Jedi, under the leadership of Luke Skywalker, found themselves thrown on the defensive, deprived of their greatest strength. For somehow, inexplicably, the Yuuzhan Vong seemed to be utterly devoid of the Force. The alien assault caught the New Republic unawares. Before they could rally and strike back, several worlds were destroyed and countless beings killed, among them the Wookiee Chewbacca, loyal friend and partner of Han Solo. The New Republic won the day, the first of a series of costly victories. Behind that alien advance fleet came a seemingly endless stream of ships and warriors. The planet Ithor fell to Yuuzhan Vong treachery, a devastating loss for the New Republic, and a personal one for Jedi Corran Horn, who took the blame. The New Republic government unraveled a little more with each setback. Even the Jedi Knights began to splinter under the strain. And while Luke Skywalker struggled with the dilemma of how to handle the Jedi, he struggled with a private crisis as well. His beloved wife, Mara, was ill and possibly dying from a debilitating and utterly mystifying disease, and it was taking much of her energy simply to stay alive. Lacking strong leadership, some of the Jedi fell under the sway of Kip Duron, who advocated using every available resource to defeat the Yuuzhan Vong, including unbridled aggression, which could lead only to the dark side. Even the Solo children, Jedi Knights all, found themselves on different sides of the argument. Consumed with grief and guilt for Chewbacca's death, Han Solo turned away from his family, seeking expiation in action, and foiled a Yuuzhan Vong plot to eliminate the Jedi. He returned with what seemed to be an antidote to Mara Jade Skywalker's illness, but not even that victory could erase the loss of his dearest friend, or mend his marriage to Leia. Leia, too, was beset by guilt. She had disregarded a vision of the future, and now she blamed herself for the devastation of the Hapen fleet at Fondor, a mass destruction caused by the uncontrollable power of Centerpoint Station, a weapon armed by her younger son, Anakin. The elder Solo son, Jason, also had a vision, one in which he saw the galaxy moving toward darkness. Afraid of tipping the balance farther, the young Jedi temporarily abandoned the use of the Force altogether. Only the near loss of his mother, Leia, compelled him to return to the Force. But in saving Leia's life, Jason had bested none other than the great Yuuzhan Vong War Master, Savong La. In retaliation, the War Master declared a temporary truce on the condition that all Jedi, and Jason in particular, be handed over to the Yuuzhan Vong. Now the Jedi were being hunted. When the youngsters at the Jedi Academy were threatened, Anakin Solo raced off to help, going undercover among the Yuuzhan Vong lower castes, to rescue his friend Tahiri Vela. He ended up a hero, but the Jedi Temple on Yavin 4 was destroyed. Luke and Mara found themselves declared traitors by the New Republic. As a pregnant Mara struggled with the recurrence of her disease, Luke began to assert his leadership over the Jedi. With Jaina Solo's help, Kip Duron convinced Luke and the military to let him lead a mission to destroy a Yuuzhan Vong superweapon. The mission was successful, but Jaina learned, too late, that what they had destroyed was not a weapon, but a world ship in the making, one filled with civilians and intended for Yuuzhan Vong Young. Once again, the balance seemed to be tipping toward darkness. The only ray of light was the birth of Luke and Mara's son, Ben Skywalker. Their new world ship destroyed, and their attempts to capture the Jedi frustrated. The Yuuzhan Vong have declared the truce broken. Once again, worlds will fall, as the alien forces push inexorably coreward, and the Jedi may be the last hope in a galaxy that no longer wants them.